Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. Now, please have the first and last name to locate the account, please.
Robert Halliday.
Okay, thank you. And I'm locating the account now.
Okay.
And Mr. Halliday, can you verify the address on file for me, please?
1191 River Run, Bishop, Georgia, 30621 is my address.
Okay, thank you. I do have an account located here. It's for the Smart Fitness Tracker that was ordered with us back on March the 10th.
I did not order a Smart Tracker.
Okay, is it possible that someone in the home could have ordered it?
No, because there's only two of us there. And we actually live in a gated house. I mean, there's a gated up the driveway, but we did not receive anything, or we didn't sign for anything. I don't think we received anything.
You don't have to sign for it. It would have come by regular mail, which is the United States Postal Service. I'm showing it was delivered to the home on March the 15th. It's like a fitness tracker, and it had also with it replaceable color straps that you could swap out the band. And the original price that was paid for it was $5.97 shipping and handling, as well as $19.98. So it was a total of $25.95 that was paid on March the 10th.
Hmm. Oh, I remember winning a contest or getting fill out a survey and getting a watch that was $5.97.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular
tracker. With that, Mr. Halliday, there were some terms and conditions that had to be in agreement as far as you just paying the shipping and handling for the watch. Now, it gave a trial as far as 14 days for you to go ahead and receive it and start, you know, seeing if you wanted to keep it. So when you didn't cancel your account, it does charge the one-time retail price for the watch received, which is $69.87.
Okay, I need to probably talk to my wife because I did not receive it, and I'll need to find out if she did. But, I mean, I do remember a $5.97. But I thought it was, I filled out a survey, and this was something they said that because I filled out the survey, but I don't remember it being that I had to buy the watch. But I do remember doing this now.
Okay. Now, if you don't want to go ahead, Mr. Halliday, and file the charges as fraudulent, what I can do for you is I can issue back a 35% courtesy refund of that $69.87. Being that I'm showing the watch was delivered, I can issue back $24.45 for you.
Well, let's do that, and I'll talk to my wife. She may have it, and I don't remember it, and she has not told me that she got it. So, yeah, I'll go that route.
No problem. I'll go ahead and get that taken care of for you. And, again, that is just a one-time charge, so there's nothing else to be billed from the account, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I did get that $24.45 issued back to the MasterCard ending in 2770. It may take about 3 to 5 business days before you receive your refund. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Not right now. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure assisting you. Thank you so much for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye. I'll tell you the damn truth. Let's see. I'm just amazed. I don't know why I should be amazed. Well, I filled out a survey. I remember filling out a survey, and it said that for filling out the survey, they said I could have they would send me a watch with bands, and I thought, okay, but she says, well, if you read the fine print,